Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
It's not how much you sow. And there's nothing wrong with sowing big or even sowing small. It's sowing from your heart and doing the best you can for God. And you want God to do the best He can for you. I want everybody to go with me to the book of Mark chapter 4. I want to talk about methods and places. Methods and places. I've talked about this, I don't know if on a boardroom chat, but I've mentioned it in several sermons years and years ago. And Mark chapter 4, I don't know if you can see my Bible, it's just flat water. See how it's yellow right there? My head. I love Mark 4 because it's the parable of the soils of the sower. And nothing happens unless you sow and reap, whether it's physical, spiritual, or financial. And I had a question given to me one time on one of my television shows, and they said, I heard you say that you keep a record of your seeds that you sowed. I said, yes. Well, how do you know which one, when the harvest comes in, how do you know which one is that coming from that seed? And I preached a sermon in 1991 called, Hey, That's My Harvest. I named my seed. Let me show you something. When I married Kathy, I named her. I changed her name from Carrere to Duplantis. That's the way it works here in America and things of that nature. Yet she still kept her name. She's Catherine Carrere Duplantis. You see, I mean, even though we won, we're still two. You see what I'm saying? But name that seed. And when God named Christ, he called us Christians so that we would know that we the harvest off of the seed that God sowed. Now, I want to read this scripture, and Kathy, you can get any kind of translation you want. I want to start with verse 24, excuse me, because it's very important. It says, he said unto them, this is Jesus talking, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall be more given. What does that mean? Faith come by hearing, not heard. Hearing. It's a continuous process. And when you understand that, then you'll understand it. He that hath to him shall be given, and he that hath not from him shall be taken even that which he hath, which means that person has not been hearing. So they're going to lose everything they have. Faith is a very dominant thing in the world, spiritual, physical, and financial. Now, you hear people talk about the kingdom of God. Most people do not know the definition of the kingdom of God. It's in this chapter. There's a vast difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God is a method. The kingdom of heaven is a place, dealing with methods and places. You see, when you kingdom of heaven, you talk about going to heaven. Kingdom of God is God's way of doing things and being right. Now, let me give you a scripture for it. Now, it says this here. Watch this. Verse 26, and he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. So the kingdom of God is sowing. Watch this. And should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed shall spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. It's not your job to make the seed grow. It's your job to plant the seed. That's why you don't know how it works, because that's God's job. Give God a job. I did a theme on that in 2024. See, it's not your job, let me say it again, to make the seed grow. It's your job to plant the seed and then accept what the harvest is. That's God's job. Now, I want you to see into this. He says it in verse 27, it should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, and it knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle because the harvest has come. Now, why does he say immediately harvest it? Because a lot of people leave their harvest to rot in the field. You're waiting for God to harvest it. No, what you got to do, you got to get out there and go to work and harvest what's already been there, what God has caused to grow. Now, I want you to get to verse 30. It really explains it. It says, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Notice that, not the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God, a place. The kingdom of heaven is a place. Kingdom of God, a method. Whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed. Notice what he's talking about. which when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it's sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. Verse 33, and with many such parables spake he the word unto them as they were able to hear it. Now you see, here's the whole, most people do not understand scripture in that manner. They say, why do you always talk about sowing and reaping? It's the kingdom of God. It's God's way of doing and being right. And when you understand that, I believe that's Matthew 6. Let me go over to that real quick. Matthew 6, verse 32. I think that's right. I want to get together. You might want to do it in the Amplified or something like that, or another translation.
Verse 33 is what it is.
Matthew 6, 33.
It's in the Amplified.
Listen to what it says in the Amplified. Then I'm going to read it in the King James.
But seek, aim at, strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right.
I'll stop right there. His way of doing and being a method, not a place. Okay, go ahead.
And then all these things taken together will be given you besides.
That's why I believe in prosperity. That's why I tell people to give. It's not just that I can get something from you, but I get you to learn to operate in God's way of doing and being right. You see, no seed shouldn't produce anything. Every seed should produce something, but the key is what kind of soil did you put it in, whether that be spiritual, physical, or financial. How does a woman get pregnant? A man sows seed, right? Now, what does the lady do with the seed? Her body cooks it. I mean, and it's the most amazing thing, and out of that seed comes you, comes me. It's a method. You understand? Now, the kingdom of heaven is a place. You see, that's where we go. But while you're on the earth, you have to operate and function in God's way of doing and being right, which is sowing seed, spiritually, physically, and financially. That's why Satan puts great attacks against giving, because he said, if I can stop them from giving, they'll never have harvested. They will dry up. I would call it a great depression in the spirit world when you stop your giving. I've had some people say, well, I can't afford to give. Yes, you can. It's not how much you sow. And there's nothing wrong with sowing big or even sowing small. It's sowing from your heart and doing the best you can for God. And you want God to do the best he can for you. See, you say, and I like that verse where he says, whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? Or with what shall I compare it? That's verse 30 of Mark 4. And it starts with, it's like a grain of mustard seed. See, so what I did, every year, me and Kathy, we increase our giving. Yeah, I remember, man, when we gave $1 and $2, we first thought we didn't have nothing. But not today. We just kept doing it. See, we wanted our faith to increase in believing in healing and miracles, but we also wanted our finances to increase so we could do more for the kingdom of God. Do more. How did we do for the kingdom of God? By giving. At that time, we were not in the ministry, see? But we gave two ministries. We gave to the church. And it was just such a blessing. And literally, we realized that we were building a future beyond what we could possibly ask or think way back then. Not today, but way back then. And when you understand that, I remember one time I used to say, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do that. But I had a hard time just, in a sense, me trying to make the seed grow, paying the bills. When I should put that seed there, and I always go, why is not doing it? See, you don't know how. That's God's job. You do your job and God does his job. So he taught me his method or methodology. And when you understand that, then I realized that methodology will help me get to the place called the kingdom of heaven. Do you see what I'm saying? Now watch it. When we get to heaven, God's way of doing and being right is not going to stop when we get to heaven. There's a universe out there. Multiple universes now, they say. Now, a man asked me not long ago, he said, you think we're the only people in this universe? I said, well, if we are, it's sure a big waste of space. I read something this morning about the Voyager, the first human-made thing. It is now going toward the Orion Arc cloud or something. It's so far out there. And it's traveling, I think, at 30,000 miles an hour, something like that. It's going to take 300,000 years to get to that cloud. Think about that. And that's just around our galaxy. We hadn't even scratched the surface, and God flung these stars with his hands. You know how I kind of picture it? You ever taken a handful of glitter and just throw it? You see it like that? But you know what? It's amazing. Once you got glitter on, it's hard to get glitter off of you, man. You ever have people say, you got glitter on your face? I don't know how it got there.
It's a speck off of something that was gold.
It's amazing. That's this creator.
Painted
and
gold.
It's just such a blessing. So maybe the reason why you're not being blessed, you're not using the method. But you're trying to get to the place. You can't get to the place unless you use the method. See what I'm saying? Method, places. See what I'm saying? And when you understand that, it's like we gotta go somewhere. Kathy, I said, let's go somewhere. Well, we gotta get in a car to bring us there. We gotta have something in the gas tank to get us there. Now, you see what I'm saying? Now watch this. I buy the gas, which is my harvest. The gas is actually the seed that the person that sowed it into that gas pump, so I can receive it and get to the place where I want to go. And there are a lot of people, I mean this sincerely, you're never going to get to the place unless you use the method. And when you understand that, being born again is called a method. Mm-hmm. You believe with your heart, you confess with your mouth that Jesus rose from the dead, you shall be saved. Jump in here anytime you want to, Kathy. I'm kind of preaching there because you understand what I'm talking about. So you understand? And if Kathy wants something, she'll sow a seed. Like, I mean, Kathy likes purses. I don't think I've ever met a woman that didn't like purses. You see what I'm saying? Now, watch this.
And shoes, ladies.
I mean, yeah, shoes is something, boy. And now, watch this. I don't know how many bunches of them, how many purses Kathy has given away sowing seed, yet she keeps receiving purses. I don't know how many times I've blessed people and helped them, and they saw me wearing sneakers because I saw it on ESPN, them guys wearing sneakers with a suit on. Now, I think I've had 30 pairs of sneakers give to me. The other day, I gave away four pairs. I mean, got so much. I got to get a bigger closet. I'm starting to feel like a woman. I got to get a bigger closet, you know, putting stuff in there. And that's, but I couldn't
a
have done it.
Seed reproduces after its kind, you're going to get more.
Yeah, without the method. You see what I'm trying to say?
Right. Well, I have an example. I was just thinking while you were talking about that, the kingdom of God is a method, but the kingdom of heaven is a place. In the same sense, a good way to explain it is Washington, D.C. is a place, but the government is a method. It's how it operates. And right now, we've been seeing a lot of things in the news about the DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency.
Right.
But God also has an efficiency system, and I've recently been calling it DOME, D-O-M-E, the Government of Ministry Efficiency.
Amen.
And how Jesus, when he multiplied the fish, he told them, you know, they started out with just a small amount, you know, of bread and fish. But at the end, there was so much more afterwards, they had to gather it in. He says, go and gather it so there would not be any loss. So we are to be a good steward of what God puts in our hand. He doesn't want to see any kind of a loss.
The definition of the word DOME again.
DOME, Department of Ministry Efficiency. Now, Jesus was efficient.
Very important.
Very important.
Why? Your seed.
Yes.
We don't throw away your seed. We have to be efficient with it. That's part of the method, right?
Yes, but I was given the example of Jesus who led by example, and you preached a whole sermon on fragments.
Waste not,
want not, your harvest.
Your riches are in your fragments. In other words, the people thought it was just pieces, but to Jesus, it was 12 baskets full. That's harvest, man.
Yeah, so they were efficient with
sure.
God doesn't have any. Well, we're not supposed to have any lack.
What did he
and
tell
us? And if
him?
We're wise with the seeds that he gives us and sow it, we can expect a harvest. And then he shows us what to do with that harvest.
Well, he showed them even how to eat it. He said, have them sit down in the companies of 50.
There's order in God's kingdom.
I mean, it's amazing.
And then order in the government. And they're exposing a whole lot of waste because things got out of control. People weren't watching over the resources of the American people. I'm sure this happens in other nations as well. But it's so important to realize that sometimes you just got to pull things back. If you're bringing in a lot and you're not seeing results, look and see maybe where some of your seed or your harvest has been
wrong.
Neglected and not watched over.
Let me give you a prime example of what Kathy said.
I thought you wanted me to talk.
Keep talking. You're going to talk as soon as I say that. See this?
He interrupts
me. This is
me
my
all
seed.
The time.
Kathy, pull your seed up.
Oh.
Bring it over here. Look at the difference. Now, you can't really see because of the black, because both of us are wearing black. Put it up higher so people can say, get away from the
white.
Look how much bigger.
I think they can see.
You know why hers is bigger? She sowed more seed. She got more harvest. You see what I'm trying? And it wouldn't surprise me. That whole thing is probably full
of
coffee.
No, it's like right up to here.
Oh, but Lord, Jesus.
When the lid's on, it keeps
either
hot or cold.
She don't go to bed for days.
This is our new one. This is our brand new cup for this year.
Wait, pull it over here. Now, put the white. You see how much bigger it is compared to mine. Look at the difference. See what I'm saying? Now, that's kind of funny, but it proves what you're saying. You see, the more you sow, the more you reap. Now, I know what you just thought, money. Well, don't you need more money? You live in an economic world. But how about more spirit? Huh? How about more soul? I mean, it's just you're a sowing machine because you're using God's wonderful method. And then it's taking you to the place. When Jesus sowed his life, it paid the price of the ticket for us to get to the kingdom of heaven so we could get there. And watch it. And even God said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. What did he do? He sowed Christ so he could get Christians. Now, I know you've heard this before, but I want to simplify it even more than that, see? And so keep on talking, Kathy. I know what you're looking at.
No, you go ahead. I'm looking for something else.
Okay, when you understand what that means, let me just say this. Do you ever wear all your clothes where it's totally worn out, you couldn't wear it because there's holes in it? Sometimes that happens, but it's far and few between. Because a woman's always buying something. And the difference between a man and a woman, more people notice women's clothes more than they notice men's clothes. And you know, if you think about suits, we have usually it was four colors, blue, brown, black, and blue, brown, black, and gray. But now women, they had a collage of colors and things. And I like all kind of color. I like rich colors. Kathy has an outfit that I really like. And the top of it is cobalt blue, I think that's what it is. And the pants, it's this phenomenal rich pink.
Really?
You know that when I'm talking about that cobalt blue and that, is it pink? Or is the pants cobalt blue and the top's pink? I saw a lady wearing that one time. And I thought, I like that. So I told Kathy, I said, Kathy, see that lady? You need to get an outfit like that.
I didn't like it.
But you got it? You bought it?
Yeah, but I didn't like it. I don't put it together the way she did.
Well,
I got
I'm not
my
saying
own
put
style.
It together. You have your own style, but you did buy it. The colors is what I'm talking about.
I like the color of the pants, so I got it, but I couldn't get the job. I had a pink suit, top and bottom pink, and the same fabric was available in the blue, and I liked the blue. But I couldn't get the jacket. It was sold out, but I got the pants anyway, and I put it with
why was it sold out? I'll tell you why. Somebody liked it. It was a beautiful piece.
But they may not have liked the pants because it's still
able to get
the pants.
Yeah, but Kathy will buy something. And women mix match. What, is that right? Is that the right word? They do different things. But it was beautiful. See what I'm saying? A man can't hardly get something like that. They think he's strange if he wore something like that.
Well, I don't know. I remember you had a pretty bright blue suit at one point.
I had a cobalt blue. Was it cobalt, you think?
Cobalt blue.
A cobalt blue suit. I liked it, that kind of stuff. I've always been kind of Elvis, you know. I like real bright colors, you know. I used to
kind
like
of
the
flashy.
Way. I like the way Elvis dressed. I thought he just looked sharp. Now, some people thought he was a little gaudy or something like that, you know, but that's all right, you know.
He
like.
He was an entertainer.
Well, yeah, he's an entertainer. See, but what happened was for you to do your job, you have to have these things. Well, so you can get to the place you want to get, you got to use the method. It's just that they got something, and I don't know much about how to explain this, in Hollywood called method acting. And I think the Marlon Brando's, way back when, somebody began to teach method acting. I don't know exactly most stars.
Well, that just basically means it's a process, and it works in any realm. Like, I have a method for me when I make gumbo.
Right.
Everybody makes gumbo, has to make gumbo the same way. It's a method. You got to start with either an oil or butter and flour, and you just mix it up. Most Cajun recipes begin with a roux. R-O-U-X is how you spell it, roux. And so that's a method. You make a lot of meals are made this way.
Everything in life is a method. When I write a sermon, I have a certain method in my outline. Kathy has a, it's a lot of people say I'm a preacher and Kathy's a teacher. You know, I wouldn't, I think Kathy's a preacher and a teacher, and I think so am I.
Yeah.
But I can teach if you want me to just go A, B, C. You know, I like to put a little bit more flavor. I like a little bit more spice and things of that nature. I'll take a story and make it an analogy of this point. Because let me tell you something about the Word of God. It's a double-edged sword. One side cut the devil, the other side cut you. This thing ain't easy to swallow, but it's like mama, I don't think they do that anymore, and I'm so glad that children have been delivered from castor oil. Mama used to say, open your mouth, boy. Oh, God, this is the most God-awful. Do they still do that?
They've rediscovered castor oil, and it's like the cure-all for everything if you watch it on
it. It's just the most terrible taste
and
stuff.
It's actually pretty good.
Castor oil?
Not taste-wise, but you shouldn't.
Well, it's probably good for you. Yeah, I'm assuming.
It's very moisturizing.
Very moisturizing.
I don't know all the details about it.
I don't,
But it is. My daughter, Jody got me some for my birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Will you put it on your face?
No.
You said it's moisturizing.
I did once.
Did
I put it on my
lips. Did you moisturize the inside of your body?
I put it on my body, some of my body, but it's sticky. So I haven't used it since.
It's still nasty.
it's very emollient.
And then here's something else. In my generation, if you cut yourself, any medicine, if it didn't burn, it wasn't no good. Methylate would make a baby scream, would make an adult scream, but they had to pour it right in the cut. But then they came out with something that was wonderful, just as good, and it didn't burn. It was called Mercuricome. I think that's what it was.
I don't know. Remember Bactine? I get them mixed up.
It didn't hurt. Why something has to hurt to work? Well, let me tell you something. Sewing shouldn't have to hurt to work. But if you want to get to the place, you have to sew.
It is God's method. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, this is the King James Bible, says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. All of these things were God's method, and all of these things have not ceased, like cold and heat, summer. We still have summer and winter, still have cold and heat.
Oh, yeah.
Day and night is still there. So therefore, seed time and harvest is still there.
We have a life-changing partner offer for you entitled, God is Faithful, Why Aren't You? That may sound a little hard, but the truth is so many people judge God's faithfulness by their own. Listen, Jesus always does what he says, and we should too. This message will challenge you and transform every area of your life. How do I get it? Go to jdm.org and get your copy today. Do it. Do you know that every born-again believer has a God-given right to receive overwhelming blessings from God? In my book, Overwhelmed, you'll be challenged to say no to limited thinking by understanding all that belongs to you.
It's your birthright to experience overwhelming favor in every area of your life. Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation of $5 or more at jdm.org.
It's time to be overwhelmed in a good way by God's power. Get your copy and be blessed. I hope today's boardroom chat ministered to you. Are you using God's method of doing and being right? Remember, the kingdom of heaven is a place. But the kingdom of God is a method. And his method is sowing and reaping, which works. You see, we've been taught all our life, give and don't expect nothing in return. That is totally false. No farmer plants a seed without expecting a harvest. It's the same way with God. Now, you need to get this thing in its full entirety. How do I do it? To watch this boardroom chat, you just go to our free, and it's free, JDM app, and you can watch the whole thing. It will bless you. Take notes on it, man, and it will minister life to you. Right now, I'd like to answer one of the many questions that come into me here. There's a man named Ray. He said this, Jesse, I'm a successful traveling musician and have been for years. Recently, I accepted Jesus into my life. I'm experiencing much of what you did as a rock musician when you became a new convert. Were you able to bring any of your band members into the faith? Also, how do I know if God wants me to change careers like you did? Well, you know, when I got born again, I didn't see them got saved, but later on, a lot of them did. My God, man. One of them was Jimmy. Jimmy got born again. He was the drummer, one of the greatest drummers I've ever seen in my life. It was such a blessing of the Lord. Now, to change the career, you leave that up to God. Don't leave that up to people. Listen to me, because they'll mess you up. Leave that up to God. You'll know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. Now, Ray, how do I know that? St. John 16:13.
Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you in all truth. Believe that, Ray, and it'll come to pass. Our product offer, I like it. It's my new book, Overwhelm. Do you realize that as a believer, you have the covenant of blessing with your Heavenly Father? He wants to shower you with his love and favor in every way. This book will change your life. Go to JDM.org and get your copy today. Partners, thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you do. I tell you what, boy, this ministry is running and rolling, getting people saved, healed, because of your faithful financial support. You know, I wish it wasn't as expensive as it is, but it is. So what? We're going to get the world saved because Jesus said, go in the world, preach this gospel to every creature. You help me do that. We've been doing it for 49 years. Isn't that a blessing? Thank you for being a partner. Do it today, and you'll be blessed. Jesse the Planet saying, we love you. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. People today are searching for meaning, purpose, peace, and authenticity. In a world bombarded by voices and information, Jesse the Planet's ministry is determined to pierce through the noise and proclaim what every heart is yearning for, the good news of Jesus. I'm gonna ask you to meet my friend. That's the passion that drives us to trust God and continue to break through into new realms of the impossible. Only then are we able to reach an entire planet one soul at a time, and help them experience the life-changing love of God for themselves.
You made it! You made it! You made it! Wasn't that easy? That wasn't hard, was it?
Jesus, today, would you give me the honor of walking to the throne of God with you?
Join us as we celebrate the anniversary of Covenant Church. Sunday, September 21st at 10 a.m. JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana. Come and rejoice with us. We'll see you there.
Did you know angels are real and many of them are here today? God's word is full of supernatural experiences by people just like you and me. Order your copy today at JDM.org.
God has deposited some things in you too. He has deposited great things in you. And many of you have seen inklings of it coming up. But God wants to unleash even more to show you that he has much greater things for you to accomplish. There are anointings that are residing in you that need to come up.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to JDM.org.